Page 52. Shuddha Bhakata. There's so much to be taught about here. But anyway, we can say that we can get on with the Bhagavatam class afterwards. Shuddha Bhakata Charanarenu Bhajananukula Bhakata seva parama siddhi premalatikara mula. Dust from the lotus feet of pure devotees is conducive to devotional service, while service to the Vaishnavas is itself the supreme perfection and the root of the tender creeper of divine love. Madhavatiti bhakti janani yatrani palana kori Krishna basati basati boli Parama adare pori. I observe with great care the holy days like Ekadashi and Janmasmi, for they are the mother of devotion. As my dwelling place, I choose with the greatest of reverence and love the transcendental abode of Sri Krishna, Sri Radha Desh King. Gora amara yestabastani korala brahmana range sesabastana heribhavami pranayi bhakata sange. All these places where my Lord Gaurasundara travelled for pastimes, I will visit in the company of loving devotees. Who's been on Navadvipa Mandal Parikrama? Anybody? Fortunate souls? You should aspire one day to go to all these holy places in the company of devotees. Okay. Mridanga vajya shrunite mana abhasara sada jache gora bihita kirtina shuni anande hridaya nache. My mind always begs for the opportunity to hear the music of the mridanga. Upon hearing the kind of kirtan ordained by Lord Gaurachandra, my heart dances in ecstasy. As a footnote, the congregational chanting instituted by Lord Chaitanya is full of the conclusions of pure bhakti. It is completely devoid of all elements opposing pure bhakti and is free from rasabhas or overlapping of mellows. In this connection, see Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yugala murti dekhiya mora parama ananda hoya prasada seva karite hoya sakala prapancha joya. By beholding the deity forms of the divine couple Sri Sri Radha Krishna, I feel the greatest joy. By honoring the Lord's prasadam, I conquer over all worldly illusions. Mahaprasadam ki.
There's no disagreement on this one. It's not a controversial issue. Yedi grihe pajana deki grihe te goloka pahaya charana sidhu dekiya ganga sukasasima paya. Goloka Vrindavan appears in my home whenever I see the worship and service of Lord Hari going on there. Upon seeing the Ganges, which is a river of nectar emanating from the lotus feet of the Lord, my happiness knows no bounds. I know there's another translation which says, when I see the Charanamrita of the Lord, I remember the holy Ganges River. I'm not a linguist, so I don't know which is correct. Probably both. 7. Tulasi deki juraya prana madhava tushani jani gora priya shakshavani jivana satakamani.
The sight of the holy tulsi tree soothes my soul, for I know she gives pleasure to Lord Krishna. By honoring shak, a green leafy vegetable preparation we call spinach, a dear favorite of Lord Chaitanya, I consider life worthwhile.
Bhakati vinod Krishna bhajani anukula payajaha pratidibase paramasuke svikara karaye taha.
Whatever Bhakti Vinod obtains that is conducive for the service of Sri Krishna, he accepts every day with the greatest of joy.
So just see, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all these things, they don't become boring to him. So he's feeling ecstatic mood when he's doing all these things.
So question is now, shall we sing the song? Or have we sung it? Or shall we sing it?
That was just the preview.
Do you want to sing the song?
Okay.
So 1-2 beat, the 1-2 beaters only, please. No one else is allowed.
You want to play Madanga?
Who's a 1-2? A 1-2. Bhakata charanarenu bhajananu kula Bhakata seva paramasiddhi Premalati karamu ula Madhavatiti bhakti janani Yatane palana kori Krishna basati basati bore Paramagore Mori Gora Amare Yesabasane Korola Brahman Sestavasana
Hari Bo Ami. Pranai Bakata Sange. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mridanga Baja Shunite Mana Abhasara Sada Jache Gorabita Kitina Suni Gorabita Kitana Suni Anandere Daya Nache. Anande Hridaya Nache. Yugala Murti Dekhiya Mora Paramananda Hoya. Prasada seva karite hoya sakala prapancha jaya Jadina Grihe Bhajana Deki Grihe Te Goloka Vaya Charana Siddhu Dekiya Ganga Charana Siddhu Dekhiya Ganga Sukha Sa Sima Paya Sukha Sa Sima Paya Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tulasi deki churaya prana madhava toshani jani gora priya sakshavane Jivana Sartaka Mani Jivana Takaka Mani Akati Vinod Krishna bhajane anukula paya ya pratidibase paramasuke Pratidibase paramasuke Svikara karayeta Svikara karayeta Shuddha Bhakata Charanarena Bhajana Kula Bhakata Seva Paramasiddhi Premilatikara Mula Premilatikara Mula
I have one question from the Learned Assembly. Where does it mention in the Bhagavatam class in this song? Any suggestions? Service to the Vaishnavas? That's the Bhagavatam class.
So, whatever is conducive, yeah, okay. What do you suggest? Which is any no mention, specific mention of the Bhagavatam class. So maybe we won't have one today. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Balava Kiri Baradhari. Yashodanandana Bhajajana Ranjana Yashodanandana Bhajajana Ranjana Yashodanandana Bhajajana Ranjana Yashodanandana Bhajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Bhajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Bhajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Bhajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Van Chari Yamuna Tira Van Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hello. Shishu Radha Gopinath. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Goranga, Hare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Sayam Vishnupa Paramahansa Parivijakacharya Stores at the Seas Much Bangers. Abhay Sharavinda Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. As Confounder, BBT Founder Srila Prabhupada Ki. Sayam Vishnupa Paramahansa Parivijakacharya Stores at the Seas Much. Sila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki. Anantakoti Vaishnavinda Ki. Navacharjala Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Shaka Hoshi Krishna Tetanya Pabunitananda Sid Vaita Gadad Hasvasati Gaur Bhakta Vinda Ki Sisi Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Sam Kun Radha Kund Giri Gaur Badana Ki Mathura Vindavan Dhamma Ki Deep Maya Padama Ki Jagannath Puri Dhamma Ki Sri Radha Desh Dham Ki
Jamunamaya Gangamaya ki, Sri Marichulsi Devi ki, Bhakti Devi ki, Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki, Sankirtan Yagya ki, Transcendental Book Distribution ki, All Premanandi Hari Hari Bhakti. All glorious to the assembly devotees. All glorious to the assembly devotees. All glorious to the assembly devotees. All glorious to Sri Guru and Sri Guranga. Glorious to Sri Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Vilesi Mitabhakti Vyansa Vamati Namani. Namaste Sarasvati Evani Prasadaya Nivasasya Sanyavadi Pashyatari Zata. Anato Pashamam Sakshad. Bhakti Yoga Madoksaje. Lokasya janato vidvams chakre satvata samitam. The material miseries of the living being are superfluous to him, and they can be directly mitigated by the linking process of bhakti yoga. But the mass of people do not know this. Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in relation with the Absolute Truth. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Another long prose Sanskrit verse. So we'll just say it once. It's not on the board. Oh, it's on the board today. Wow. That's it. Yeah, Adiyapti. Okay, let's do Adiyapti, Adiyapti. Tata, Sapta, Rishayas, Tat, Prabhava, Bigyam, Yam, Nanu, Tapasam, Ajantiki, Siddhim, Echavati, Bhagavati, Savatmani, Vasudeve, Nuparata, Bhakti, Yoga, Labe naivo peksitanya tatma gatayo moktim idagatam mamukshava eva sabahu manam ajapi jata Jute, Udvahanti. There's only three words, short. Okay. Here we go. Please excuse the pronunciation. Tata sapta richayastat prabhava bhagya yamna nutapasa ajantiki siddhe etavati bhagavati savatmani vasudeva nuparata bhakti Yoga, Labe Naivo, Pekshitanya, Tatmagatayo, Muktim, Ivagatam, Mamukshava, Eva, Sabahumanam, Adyapi, Jata, Jute, Advahanti. Come on, let's hear you. No. Tata, Sapta, Richayas, Tata, Prabhupada. Siddhe etavati bhagavati savatmani vasudeve nuparata bhakti yoga labe naiva upekshitanya tatma katayo muktim ivagatam mukshava eva sabahumanam ajapi jata jute udvahanti. One gentleman, one lady, please. Failed.
Okay.
jata jute udvahanti. Jatas Jute Udvahanti. I think the fair sex won the competition. Tataha. Thereafter, Saptarishi, the seven great sages, beginning with Marichi, Tat Prabhava Abhigyaha, who knew very well the influence of the Ganges River. Yam, this Ganges water. Nanu, indeed, tapasaha, of our austerities. Ajantiki, the ultimate. Siddhi, perfection. Etavati, this much. Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarva Atmani, in the all pervading. Vasudeva, Krishna, Anuparata, continuous, Bhakti Yoga, of the mystic process of devotional service, Labena, simply by achieving this platform, Eva, certainly, Upekshita, neglected, Anya, other, Ata Atma Gatayaha, all other means of perfection, namely religion, economic development, sense gratification and liberation, Mukti, liberation from material bondage, Eva, like, Agatam, obtained, Mamukshavaha, persons desiring liberation. Eva, like, Sabahumanam, with great honor. Ajapi, even now. Jata Jutai, with matted locks of hair. Udvahanti, they carry. Okay. The seven great sages, Marichi, Vasishta, Atri, and so on, reside on planets beneath Dhruvaloka. Well aware of the influence of the water of the Ganges, to this day they keep Ganges water on the tufts of hair on their heads. They have concluded that this is the ultimate wealth, the perfection of all austerities, and the best means of prosecuting transcendental life. Having obtained uninterrupted devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they neglect all other beneficial processes like religion, economic development, sense gratification, and even merging into the Supreme. Just as jnanis think that merging into the existence of the Lord is the highest truth, these seven exalted personalities accept devotional service as the perfection of life. Yesterday we heard about Dhruva Maharaj. This chapter is called The Descent of the River Ganges. So we're hearing how the Ganges River is coming down from the foot of the Lord when he extended his foot. What was he called then? Trivikram, yeah, there's a name. He was called Vamanadeva and then he extended his left foot to take his three paces. And he punctured a hole in the universe. And of course, Bali Maharaj had to offer a place for his third foot. And that was his head. Through the hole, the pure water of the causal ocean entered this universe as the Ganges River. Having washed the lotus feet of the Lord, which are covered with reddish powder, the water of the Ganges acquired a very beautiful pink color. Every living being can immediately purify his mind of material contamination by touching the transcendental water of the Ganges.
Yet its waters remain even pure. Because the Ganges directly touches the lotus feet of the Lord before descending within this universe, she is known as... Same forgetfulness yesterday. Vishnupadi. She is known as Vishnupadi. Later, she received other names like Janavi and Bhagarati. After 1,000 millenniums, the water of the Ganges descended on Dhruvaloka, the topmost planet in this universe. Therefore, all learned sages and scholars proclaim Dhruvaloka to be Vishnupada, situated on the Lord's lotus feet. Then yesterday's verse, Dhruva Maharaj, the famous son of Maharaj Uttanapada, is known as the most exalted devotee of the Supreme Lord because of his firm determination in executing devotional service. Knowing that the sacred Ganges water washes the lotus feet of the Lord, of Lord Vishnu, Dhruva Maharaj, situated on his own planet, to this very day, accepts that water on his head with great devotion. Because he constantly thinks of Krishna very devoutly within the core of his heart, he is overcome with ecstatic anxiety. Tears flow from his half-open eyes and eruptions appear on his entire body. Today we heard about the seven great sages who are residing on planets beneath Dhruvaloka, and then the Ganga comes down on them also. So purport. Transcendentalists are divided into two primary groups, the Nirvisheshavadis, or impersonalists, and the Bhaktas, or devotees. The impersonalists do not accept spiritual varieties of life. They want to merge into the existence of the Supreme Lord in his Brahman feature, the Brahma Jyoti. The devotees, however, desire to take part in the transcendental activities of the Supreme Lord. In the upper planetary system, the topmost planet is Dhruvaloka, and beneath Dhruvaloka are the seven planets occupied by the great sages, beginning with Marichi, Vasishtha, and Atri. All these sages regard devotional service as the highest perfection of life. Therefore, they all carry the holy water of the Ganges on their heads. This verse proves, for one who has achieved the platform of pure devotional service, nothing else is important, even so-called liberation, Kaivalya. Sridhar Swami states that only by achieving pure devotional service of the Lord can one give up all other engagements as insignificant. Prabodhananda Saraswati confirms his statement as follows. This is a nice verse. I know this from my heart. Kaivalyam narakayate Tridashpo akash pushpayate Durdantendriya kalas sarpapatali proktat prokatatam stayate Vishrampurna sukayate vidimahendras chat kitayate Yatkarunyakataksha vivavatam tam goram evastumaha. So this is Prabhupada's explanation of this verse. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has perfectly enunciated and broadcast the process of Bhakti Yoga. Consequently, for one who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or one who's, in that verse it says, one who's got the sidelong glance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yat karunya kataksha vibhavatam, that means a sidelong glance. If Lord Chaitanya's is, oh, look at that devotee. He's looking, oh, he's interested in us because we're doing something for him in the Sankirtan movement. Then, what happens? For one who's taken shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or got the sidelong glance, the highest perfection of the Mayavadis, Kaivalya, or becoming one with the Supreme, is considered hellish. We, you know, many people, the New Agers,
There's many New Age movements, different groups and therapies and yogas, but they all, generally without exception, the idea, become one with God, lose our identity, have done with it. It's a bit like Buddhism. Forget this miserable self, which is causing so much trouble. They also believe in reincarnation. They think if we can do away with our identity, this what they think is false ego, then we will understand our real ego is God. We're all God. You are me, we are you, and we're all one together. Something like that. So this is one kind of liberation, one kind of transcendentalist can try and do this. It's not actually false, because we do have the same quality as Krishna. We are Krishna in that sense. We're spiritual. Krishna's spiritual. So we are one with Krishna. But if we just emphasize that, we're missing the main loving propensity which we can have. Because how can we just love ourselves? If I say I'm Krishna, then how do I love Krishna? It's a very impersonal idea. Cuts out the loving propensity, because love means a second person. Love means another person. We want to meet somebody, we want to have a relationship. If we all just become one blob, we become blob. One oneness, if we're just oneness, a katva, then where is the ananda? Ananda means more than one. Love means there's relationship, there's free will, interaction. Of course, there's suffering also. This is why people are suffering so much. Maya Sar, what's that verse? Maya Shakti Manavanga. That verse. Anyway, Bhagavad Gita says many, many people have attained transcendental love for me. And they've given up this idea of merging out of frustration, giving up our identity. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, we're eternally people. We're natveva ham jatu nasam, natvam neme janadipa, nachaiva bhavishyame save vayam ataparam. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor any of us shall cease to be. Mamaivam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatan. All living entities are my eternal, fragmental parts and parcels. So, this is our position. We can't actually stop from being us, from being me. Although sometimes we would like to commit spiritual suicide by merging. We used to take LSD and we used to think somehow or other we'll just, become God. I am God. In fact, in Edinburgh, there's a famous story. When Prabhupada gave the lecture in Edinburgh, in Scotland, and the devotees, the person stood up, wasn't a devotee, but he said, I am God. And Prabhupada said, you are dog. You are dog, you are not God. The boy sat down. So, it's a vain hope, but it's never to be achieved. Yenye ravindakshavi muktanan in us, tvayasta bhavad avishuddha buddhaya. Because sooner or later, patanchada dritta yusmadangraya, because we don't have shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, we don't have another person to love, then actually we will fall down again. Patanchada dritta yusmadangraya. We all need shelter of somebody. So it sounds corny. It sounds corny. We all need somebody to love. It sounds like a pop tune, You need somebody to love. But it's true, So I was listening to number 3 of the Nectar of Devotion lectures this morning. And Prabhupada says, you know, that in the beginning, the baby, what does the baby think? He thinks of just stuffing his own face. Only thinks of his own selfish interest, the baby. This is anamoya. And then when it gets a little older, then he starts to think about sharing. Oh, mommy, have some of my food. Give some to his daughter. And then as we get on, we think of family interests. And then our circle of love gets a bit bigger. Okay, then we start thinking of community. Oh, yes, our village, our town, Belgium. And then our loving circle, our loving aura, if you like, extends even to nation. Oh, wow, I'm a nationalist. Then, oh, United Nations, humanity. And then even wider, what about the poor animals too on this planet? The birds and fishes and trees, they're also people. This is a mode of goodness. We begin to see with equal vision. Vijayavinaya Sampane. So, but then, even further, if we put the point in Krishna, then all our relations are just like if you take a compass. Prabhupada gives the example of a compass. Stick the point in one hole of the compass, and then the compass swivels round. Okay, beginning it's just me, and then it's bigger and bigger and bigger. But then the real point is Krishna. So we can all share that point. Everyone can put their compass point in Krishna, and then we can, not only can we have unlimited loving relationship, but we can have concentric loving relationships with others. This is the point. Concentric circles, they won't cut each other. But if everyone sticks the compass in a different place, boom, 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 it'll make a mess on the surface of the lake. If you throw one big stone, there'll be concentric circles. So that one big stone is Krishna. So the devotee realizes that. The center point is not me anymore. So it's a big paradigm shift. Everyone in the world is thinking, I am the center. Or my village is the center, or my nation is the center, or United Nations is the center, or humanity is the center, or the universe is the center. But devotees have, by the mercy of the spiritual master, we've understood Krishna is the center. There is a supreme being who we can put in the center of our life and love, so that everything becomes concentric. And that's what we're trying to learn. That's the Krishna consciousness movement. Okay, so when we become devotee, this Kaivalya idea of merging with God, it goes, seems a waste of time to a devotee. Just a waste of time. We seem to be missing the whole point. The nectar, where will you get the nectar if we merge with God? Where's the nectar? So, Kaivalya Narakayate, or becoming one with the Supreme, is considered, to say nothing of the karmic aspiration to be promoted to the heavenly planets. Kaivalya Narakayate, Tridaspura Kashpapayate. We're not interested either, going to America, going here or there, becoming rich, let alone going to Svargaloka, to heavenly planets. It doesn't seem attractive to a devotee. Devotees consider such goals to be worthless phantasmagoria. There are also yogis who try to control their senses, but they can never succeed without coming to the stage of devotional service. The senses are compared to poisonous snakes, but the senses of a bhakta engaged in the service of the Lord are like snakes with their poisonous fangs removed. Yeah, but you may say, well, devotees, we have problems. You know, brahmacharis and grihasthas. And sannyasis. Unfortunately, the senses are so strong that they can pull us down at any moment. And we're very ashamed about this, especially if we're devotees. We're ashamed to admit it, that such and such is going on, and we get frustrated, we get angry, we lose respect for one another. These things are common. So what's the solution? Because the snakes... The senses are like snakes, but If we're fully engaged in devotional service, we have an engagement which we really is nectar to us. If we have some boring service, you know, I've done this for five years now, you know, it's getting boring. But if we have some nectar thing which we're doing, then the senses can be more easily controlled because you're getting more of the sidelong glance of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is more pleased. Wow, this devotee's really stuck his neck out for me. He's increasing his... he's really thinking how to spread this movement to satisfy me. Jari deki tahi kaha. Krishna upadesh. Amara agyai guru hanatai desh. By my order, you become guru. Lord Chaitanya's blanket order to all of us is that we should become gurus. And there's nectar in that. Telling other people about Krishna. Just like in the shop here. Actually, the shop is a really good way to preach to people. People, their guard is down. When they walk in a shop, my friend made this, we've opened two shops in England. We call them Tulsi gift shops. They're little shops, they are similar to this, all paraphernalia, you know, Buddhists and all kinds of spiritual things. And they come in the shop and the devotees are waiting there. They don't even have tilak on, I don't think. Maybe they do. But they're waiting there, you know, they're sussing out who's this customer and making friends with them. And then if they think that they're impressionable and that they're ready for it, they say, oh, we do have a little sangha, we have a program. You come, we're having a program this Friday, you want to come round? We're cooking up a feast. We'll do a little singing together. And so they're completely unsuspected. They don't think it's, even know it's Hare Krishna. They may be Buddhists, they may be anything. But when devotees, experienced devotees say, oh yeah, they're ready for the next step, association of devotees, and a bit of chanting and some prasadam. They invite them round. So actually this place is a really, I was thinking if you had more than a couple of people just, you know, pretending to be shop assistants. Actually they're not shop assistants. The devotees in disguise. Dina, my disciple Dina, he made up this motto. Until consumerism pops, chant Hare Krishna and open shops. Because this is a religion of the age. It's a mode of passion. Is that you get money, paper money, and you spend it on sense grat. And who would the people who come to this kind of shop, boutique, are only those people who are a little bit spiritually orientated already. They're not going to the butcher. They're not going to the, you know, fashion shops. They're going to a Hare Krishna shop. So they're already in line, you know, for getting the next step. So you can meditate on that. We can open shops in Brussels. We can open shops everywhere and use this formula. It's a very good formula. It does work. And in our shop in Bournemouth, within opening it, the first sangha on the first Friday, we had 10 new people chanting Hare Krishna, taking prasad. Brand new people. Amazing, you know. Plus their centers, they're attractive to people who already know Hare Krishna. Oh, this is a bit spiritual, this shop. Let me go in. Maybe I'll meet some nice people. If there's only one devotee in a whole city, he'll go to that shop just to hang around and see some pictures of Krishna, and you know, he's attracted to places like that. So this way we have to control our senses by and our mind or intelligence by thinking how to get the sidelong glance of Lord Chaitanya, and then our senses will become controlled. Then our serpent-like senses will have their poisonous fangs pulled out. That's the simile given here. You know this verse. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehino rasovaja rasopjasya param drishva nivartante. Only if we get a higher taste. So we must be thinking how to get the higher taste. Must find that higher taste today. Or else my senses are going to drag me down
down, down, down. Okay?
There, blah, blah, blah. But the senses of a bhakta engaged in the service of the Lord are like snakes with the poisonous fangs removed. The yogi tries to suppress his desires, but even great mystics like Vishvamitra fail in this attempt. Vishvamitra was conquered by his senses when he was captivated by Menaka during his meditation. She later gave birth to Shakuntala. The wisest person in the world, therefore, are the bhakti yogis, as Lord Krishna confirms in Bhagavad Gita 6:47. Yoginam api sarvesham madbhagate nantaratmana shradavan bhajate yomam samayukta tamo mataha. Of all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. Vishvapurnasukhayati. There's another bit more of this verse. Vishvapurnasukhayati. So devotee is always happy. He may see the newspapers full of, you know, disasters and horrible things, but he sees, oh, Krishna's plan is there. Everyone is getting punishment according to Krishna's plan so they can become devotees. It's helping us spread this movement. These disasters are making people submissive so that they'll chant Hare Krishna. He's always on the good side. Vidhi Mahendra Dischakritayate. And he thinks, oh, there's President Obama and all these other big guys, and even the demigods. They're not so important. Prabhupada is the most important. Krishna is the most important. My temple president is the most important because he knows the science of Krishna. My spiritual master is the most important. More important than Obama, more important than all these people. They're just like insects, these people. So, you know, this is some thoughts about this verse. Srila Prabhupada ki. Okay, I'm over time now. 9:04. Any questions, please? We're over time. Are we allowed any more time? No. He says no. Oh, come on. Just one question. Just one question. Come on. Don't be near Margaret. One question. I'll give a short answer. A 1 minute answer to a short question. Of course, not innocent in the sense that they don't have karma. Even children have taken birth according to their karma. So then, in that sense, they're not innocent. But at that, I'm saying, at that age, they cannot feel sex desire like we feel it, adults. So they don't have that impulse. But when they're 14, 15, adolescents, then they become aware. We become aware, or earlier these days. But young children, they're unaware of these things. So spiritually, we may be at this stage, we are unaware of Mahabhav, or very high ecstatic symptoms, Bhava, because we are on the sadhaka level. But we should understand that if we stay in devotional service, follow the regular principles and practice, keep practicing, then just as a child will turn into an adolescent and begin to feel attraction for the opposite sex. Similarly, if we continue with our devotional practices patiently, not artificially trying to pretend to be something we're not, like pretend we're Dhruva Maharaj or Lord Chaitanya or something, you know. But that will naturally come as we practice devotional service sincerely. That's the point I was trying to make. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Bande Krishna Nanda Kumara. Bande Krishna Nanda Kumara. Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala. Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala. Mohana Rupa. Bande Krishna Nanda Kumara. Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala. Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa. Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Jaya Krishna Hare. Jaya Rama Hare. Jaya Sachinandana Gaura Hare. Sachinandana Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Goranita. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Mahan. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Nittai go, Hare bo, Hare bo, Hare bo, Nittai go, Hare bo. Sri Hari Ram Sankirtan King, Mahamantra King,
Jai.
Go Prabhupada.